The island nation of Micronesia in the North Pacific enjoys a unique compact with the United States. Any Micronesian can travel to and stay in the United States without a visa or a passport. Over the last decade, and as the island's economies have slumped, thousands of Micronesians have taken advantage of this agreement. Many of them are moving to the nearest U.S. state, Hawaii, where they're starting to strain the health and education systems. NPR's Robert Smith reports from Honolulu.
North of Honolulu, the Polynesian Cultural Center celebrates Hawaii's more famous island neighbors in a kind of native Pacific theme park. Here you can dance with islanders from Tahiti. Explore a fake Tongan village. Or watch a floating musical revue from Fiji. The Cultural Center focuses on the tourist highlights of the Pacific. There's barely a mention of Hawaii's smallest neighbors, the islands of Micronesia. The Micronesians employed at the center don't dance or perform their native music. They work as security guards. One of them, Anita Schutz from the island of Kiribati, says even in Hawaii, people don't know much about Micronesia.
I think because we're not very advanced in, especially in tourism, and they're very different with their cultures, but they're not very exposed to the world.
The tiny islands of Micronesia, Palau, Yap, Chuuk, Ponape, and the Marshall Islands, dot the thousands of miles of ocean west of Hawaii. Over the last century, the islands were controlled by Spain, Germany, Japan, and after World War II, the United States. Although they're independent nations, a compact with the U.S. gives them financial aid and allows their citizens to come to the United States. Driven by poverty, a wave of Micronesians has begun to leave the islands, arriving first in the U.S. territory of Guam and recently here in Hawaii. In Honolulu, a Micronesian neighborhood has sprung up in a string of old gray apartment buildings next to the freeway. You can spot them by the brightly colored native dresses hanging from the balconies to dry. On the front steps of the local church, a group of men from the island of Chuuk sit and chew tobacco. Sandal Takago, like the others, left Micronesia because of the high unemployment rates there.
Very hard to find a job.
Here in Hawaii, there are at least plenty of jobs catering to tourists. As the men hang out, their wives and daughters are inside the church. The Christian service is sung entirely in Chuukese, one of the languages of Micronesia. Pastor Sulak Selet has seen this congregation grow in the last 5 years, from 20 people to 200. And they're not just coming over for work. Many of the parishioners, he says, are sick and have come to the United States for treatment.
We come here because our hospital is so poor for medicine, and we're looking for a good place for having treatment in, like, medicine, you know.
Micronesians raised in poverty have high rates of diabetes and heart disease, and their influx to Hawaii is starting to stress the state's medical system. A recent report by the U.S. General Accounting Office found that Micronesian immigration has cost Hawaii more than $86 million in health care and education. Lauren Yeager is with the GAO in Washington.
Many of the migrants arrive at these destinations needing health care of one sort or another, and this can impose some significant costs on the hospitals. And many of these migrants have very few resources with which to pay the bills.
And so the state and private hospitals end up paying. Officials in Hawaii aren't blaming the Micronesians as much as they're angry at the U.S. government. They say Congress has never lived up to its promises to pay for all the impacts of Micronesian immigration. Rich Myers, president of the Healthcare Association of Hawaii, represents the state's hospitals.
The federal government has to own up to the fact that they have a responsibility. They can't just invite these people to come in here and receive their health care and then not pay for that health care. It's wrong.
These issues will come to a head next month as the U.S. government begins to renegotiate its compact with the Micronesian nations. Peter Christian, a senator from the Federated States of Micronesia, says without enough jobs on the islands, free migration is an essential right that they have to keep. In the meantime, he'd like to see the U.S. invest more heavily in helping the islands develop new jobs.
And it is our hope that we can develop the economy to a level where we would be able to attract some of these people back home to provide to us the benefit of their experience overseas.
But all indications are that the Micronesian migration is not headed back, but moving on. Put off by the high cost of living in Hawaii, many Micronesians have begun to move to the mainland United States. Robert Smith, NPR News, Honolulu.